sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American Magazine. And don't have a guest today, so I'll open up the lines, take your calls. I happen to wander by a TV, not that I watch it much, but I was getting some work done in the truck, and I noticed on the TV that Ron Paul had only got about 6%, while Huckabee and McCain scored up in about 40%, and not happy with that, but it's amazing how many people simply don't know about Ron Paul. It's pretty amazing to me. And, well, we've also got the Senate. The Senate has given the telecom companies immunity. They voted to shield telecommunication companies . They won't block immunity for illegal spying. The Electronic Frontier Foundation condemns the Senate vote, despite strong leadership of senators like Chris Dodd, Russ Feingold. The Senate failed today to block provisions, I guess that's yesterday, of a pending surveillance bill that would grant immunity to phone companies and assisted the government in illegal electronic surveillance. The Don Feingold amendment to remove immunity from FISA, F-I-S-A, Amendments Act, failed in a 31-67 vote. The final Senate passage of the FISA Amendments Act is expected later today. Immunity for telecom giants that secretly assisted in the NSA warrantless surveillance undermines the rule of law and the privacy of every American, said EFF senior staff attorney Kevin Bankston. All right, the number is 800-313-9443. I want to hear from you today. I've got a few more stories to tell you. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, buddy.
Sometimes I think life is just a rodeo. The trick is to ride, make it to the bell. But there is a place, sweet as you will ever know. In music and love, things you never tell. See it in their face, secrets on the telephone. And time out of time for you and no one else.
All right. Carrie, I just need to know if you can hear me on the phone and using it this way. Carrie, can you hear me? Okay, is this clear enough? Okay, good. That means I can use two hands. So, all right. Great. New phone. Just getting used to it. You know, as I watch what's happening here with the elections, then I watch how Ron Paul is being shut down and kept down and kept from the, well, they're doing the same thing to him. They're doing the same thing to him that they did to Charles Collins when Charles ran for president. Nobody would let, they wouldn't even let him speak. They can't stop Ron Paul, but they can trivialize him. And they can ignore him. And that's what they're doing. We've got a thing here in America. We've got a thing here in America. It can't happen here. It can't happen here. And it not only can happen here, it has happened here. It's been happening here all along. What happens when a communist regime takes over a country? I've told you a couple of things. I've told you that anytime a communist regime takes over, they go after three classes of people. They go after the farmers first, and that's happening here with the NAIS, the National Animal Identification System. Between that and the bird flu that we've told you about the hoax in this last issue of Free American, between that and the bird flu, that's the way they're going to... destroy your food supply. And plank number 9 on the Communist Manifesto is corporate farms. That's Archer Daniels Midland. That's Monsanto. That's the Terminator Seeds. So unless you cooperate with the powers that be, you won't be able to feed yourself. You won't be able to feed your family. And we have the chicken cross the road. You're supposed to be able to call in and tell the government about your chicken. I just saw a great video of chicken chasing a little boy, obviously. A rooster. Yeah, I guess it was a rooster. The kid was just trying to do a little bit of a kung fu on the rooster, and a rooster went after him. So why is the chicken cross the road? Apparently, to kick this kid's butt. But let's see what happens when a communist government takes over. This article from South Africa, it says, for the past 13 years, we have heard how all our problems are the fault of the long-since departed apartheid regime. And by the way, even Jimmy Carter, who sold out our Panama Canal, at least he told you the truth about Israel being apartheid. But the African National Congress, the ANC, spin doctors, resort to all sorts of excuses when things do go wrong, as they've been doing for the past 10 years. Now is the time for the truth. In 1994, the ANC took over a country that was in a healthy state of repair with an education system rated 1 of the top 10 in the world. A health system that produced pioneers in many fields of medical research and enjoyed the respect of the medical fraternity the world over. There was a transportation system that was the envy of the rest of Africa, and a network of roads equal to the best in Europe. They had a police force that controlled crime. A water supply, rated one of the cleanest in the world. What do you have there now? An education system rated at the bottom end of a field of 50, with a required pass rate of 33%, the lowest requirement of any system in the world, and still our pupils are unable to achieve this miserable standard. And remember, they're writing this from South Africa. This is somebody that is, these are people that are experiencing this. We have a health system where those in control believe beetroot and garlic will cure AIDS, where babies die in hospitals through lack of knowledge, medication, equipment, and efficient care, where untrained staff forget to check regularly on patients in serious condition. We have a minerals and energy minister who suggests that businesses close for certain periods to conserve electricity, while South Africa suffers power failures, but until very recently continued to supply electrical power to our northern and eastern neighbors. We have cholera outbreaks because of contaminated water supplies in rural areas. We have a crime rate which is just about the highest in the world. And remember, again, in South Africa, they went after, let's just expand that a little bit to include Rhodesia. I refuse to call it Zimbabwe. And in both of those countries where the communists took over, they are killing farmers, they are killing families, they are killing them right and left. They say we've got a government composed of officials under investigation for corruption, theft, fraud, consorting with criminals, drunken driving, speeding, and many other forms of lawbreaking. My God. Does that sound familiar? Teddy Kennedy, Chappaquiddick, Hillary Clinton, Vince Foster, John McCain, Vietnam, Hanoi Hilton. And no wonder, they probably changed it, that prison. They changed the name of it to the Hanoi Hilton after McCain moved in. Because he got royal treatment, and now he's outscoring Ron Paul because the media ain't telling you about it. The writer of this article, excuse me, from South Africa, said it's time to tell the truth. The ANC government is incapable of running our country, and their policies border on insanity. The ANC policy of affirmative action has stripped the country of 75% of its skilled population and is responsible for the deprivation of the constitutional and social rights of the white population. The practice of putting black people in a position way above their ceiling of competence is now showing the inevitable signs of efficiency erosion at all levels. And, you know, keep in mind, this ain't, I don't think, I'm not racist at all. I don't care, you know, the Vietnamese, you know, have a lot higher IQ than many whites. So I don't, you know, I know brilliant black people, so, but I also know real stupid white people. But everyone rises to their own level of incompetence. I mean, evidently mine is trying to figure out where to put my clothes at night. But the black economic empowerment policy in South Africa has empowered a certain group of people, all ANC members, at the expense of the entire population, and has cost and continues to cost our country billions. The ANC government officials, both local and national, have embarked on the policy of rewarding themselves with excessive salaries and ridiculous bonuses for utter inefficiency. It happens in every country. You know, don't think by leaving the U.S. I've heard too many people say that. Oh, we're going to leave. Yes, we're going to get out of here. It's going downhill. You want to abandon your brothers? You want to abandon your sisters? You want to abandon your children? You want to abandon your grandchildren? Move to South Africa. Move to Zimbabwe and see what it's like.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Take your calls if you want to chat with me. I've got answers. I've got some answers. We got more problems we got answers for, but I think I've got some. But I can't do it without your help. I can't do it without some donations, some orders, some subscriptions. So you might think about that. Every dime that you put in, every dime that you send to the Free American helps Ron Paul, helps make people aware of it. I've got thousands of magazines I'll be giving out at Bike Week here in Florida, assuming I can, stay in Florida for a little while. My number is here. If you want to call me right now, the number is 800-313-9443. And if you want to call and make an order, you can call 888-678-1444. Monty will answer the phone. And take care of you. He'll also give you my cell number if you want to talk to me about advertising. You can go to the website, freeamerican.com. You can order Miracle 2 soap. You can order Cardiovite. You can order the new American Heritage and Free American Heritage and Health line containing fulvic acid. And on the website, you can also see the link and click right on to get the hemp seed, the hemp powder, or the hemp oil that I'm taking, and I got to tell you, I feel great for it. And back to the It Can't Happen Here. These excessive salaries, ridiculous bonus, utter inefficiency. Enron, does that ring a bell? Rose Law Firm, Archer Daniels Midland, Shell Oil, Chevron, Mobil, they made billions of dollars. That was last month. But this article here from South Africa says, Eskom is another case in point, with an alleged $143 million paid in bonuses, whilst the country suffers an energy crisis due to ignorance and lack of planning. The crisis now threatens the economy of this country. And I'm sure many of those who operate a telecom service have had the pleasure of holding on for 49 minutes when contacting telecom's helpline. Writer says, my personal best was 59 minutes on January 6, 2008. Maybe the undersea cables that were cut, maybe that helped slow down the communications with India if you've got a problem here in America. The writer says, I must admit I was helped after that period, which was a refreshing change. We have a crime rate that is the envy of the Russian mafia, who will no doubt soon be relocating to Johannesburg and Cape Town. The Sicilian Brotherhood are already here, it seems, enjoying the friendship of some of our commissioners and ministers. We have roads which, in the rural areas, are slowly crumbling away if they have not already disintegrated. We have roads in our towns and cities which have more potholes than a slice of Swiss cheese. We have traffic lights which do not work for at least 2 or 3 days each month. And a reward for this partial and criminal inefficiency, the government hands out awards and bonuses to all concerned. Let's be honest. Several ministers should have been fired by the president 4 years ago. Those involved in health, safety, and security, education, home affairs, land affairs, labor and minerals, and energy should have long since walked the plank. The latest madness is to disband the one department that stands between absolute corrupt government and the man in the street, the scorpions. In fact, our democracy, such as it is already under a severe threat. We have a former minister of defense who bought fighter planes, which the Air Force did not want, and who is alleged by a former ANC minister, received $39 to $50 million for his troubles. We have two submarines. They cost at $1.6 billion each, it is alleged, which are languishing in Cape Town Harbor as no one can drive them. We also have a fancy army which costs millions monthly, with no one to fight, which is why we have millions unemployed without shelter. And 4 million refugees, which we cannot afford to cater for, if one criticizes the president of the ANC government, which should be one's democratic right, one is labeled racist. But the biggest racists are those who accuse others of racism, and everyone knows who they are. So let's be honest, tell the truth, and declare quite openly, the ANC are incapable of running this country. Well, if you want to if you want somebody to run this country the same way the ANC does it, vote for Hillary Clinton. I'll tell you about her in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right. Just wanted to share this with you, and then I'll take a call. The information I have is that Hillary was the one who ordered the FUBAR final assault on the holdup Branch Davidians on April 19, 1993. The final death count from that disaster fiasco was 76 Branch Davidians, including 21 children and two pregnant women. The bombing disaster at Waco was what motivated Timothy McVeigh. The writer here says, I don't believe Timothy McVeigh was motivated for anything. He was hired by the government to set us up, and he's probably sipping coffee with bin Laden in Saudi Arabia right now. But the information here is that Hillary was putting pressure on Vince Foster, her longtime boyfriend, sexual partner, an emotional husband, while Webb Hubble, who, by the way, looks a lot like Chelsea Clinton. Webb Hubble was the third guy at the Justice Department to have a forceful resolution on the Waco stand-up. Webb Hubble is probably the father of Chelsea. If you see the photographs, you can't have a hard time doubting that. And one big reason Hillary placed Hubble at the number three spot in the Justice Department, so he would not have to go to a Senate confirmation hearing. And Carl Bernstein, in his book on Hillary, gets close to this. Foster vaguely repeated his fear that the confirmation process would hurt Hillary. He seemed to know something that Nussbaum didn't. And likewise, Hillary placed Vince Foster at the number two spot in the office in the White House, though Vince, Hillary's best friend, was really superior in power over White House counsel Bernie Nussbaum. Vince basically was the one who vetted Nussbaum for the spot. "Give me a reason not to do this," Janet Reno is said to have begged aid shortly before orders were issued on the final assault. After the complete disaster of the final assault on Branch Davidians, Bill Clinton was refusing to face the media. Janet Reno stepped out to take full responsibility in front of the cameras, but the real woman in charge behind the deaths of 76 Branch Davidians, including 21 children, was Hillary. Not even the supposed President Bill. No wonder Hillary continues to think that she's had experience. She's got the experience of being president. Davey from Dallas. Hello, Davey.
Good morning.
You're with me, bud.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
All righty. Well, boy, howdy, that's a rough-looking plate we got developing there. Did you ever hear of David Keyes?
The name sounds familiar.
Well,
I mean, who is?
I spent a couple hours with him one afternoon at a preparedness show over there in Mesquite. John Statmiller introduced me to him. He was there that day, April the 19th, and he was a Texas Department of Public Safety officer. He had been a Marine Embassy guard before that, and he was a really an incredible individual. And you hear him on the film Waco, A New Revelation. He says, "I saw the gates of hell." That's him. Anyway, Clay, I was going to ask you about two points in particular. Have you ever thought about the definition of the word idols?
No, I haven't. Tell me.
Well, just to make it as simple as possible, could it be an investment of our time in a false notion?
Well, yeah, it could. I mean, I've always had a tough time with idols.
You know what I mean? I mean, how much time can you invest in something that's not true? There's no benefit to it, and you know, you're not getting anywhere doing the same thing over and over, worshiping a false notion.
Well, that's what the American people are certainly guilty of. I mean, I can't believe we've allowed a private bank to issue our money for 100 years.
Well, it's fairly evident if we can really begin to understand who Israel is, because Israel's like a flock of sheep, wouldn't you say?
Well, they certainly make that reference.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the American people. They're descendants of the tribes of the children of Israel. There's actually no debate on the issue if people actually, you know, review the facts. And, boy, they're just getting sheared, you know, every April 15th. Isn't that what that ritual's all about?
Yeah, that's a shearing day, for sure.
I mean, that's the way it works. Anyway, I just wondered if you knew. I wanted to, you know, lighten up the atmosphere a little bit and try to laugh, you know, because, man, it's just funny watching these stage play actors, you know. But anyway, they got a cartoon in the Jewish magazine. This News from the West blogspot has it. Says Jewish magazine shows how to cook a Gentile. Anyway, I thought the irony was just overwhelming. And, you know, when you get to looking at that word idols, eventually you'll stumble across this character named Elijah. You remember what Elijah did?
Tell me.
Well, he basically called a big contest day, championship, Super Bowl, deluxe, extraordinaire, and he put it all on the table. He put it all on the line on one day. Anyway, Clay, man, did you know about the 60th anniversary of the founding of the State of Israel party at the Windsor Castle?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have 300 special invited guests.
Why would they do that? Oh, let's see. Oh, that's right. I can see that because 60 years ago, they started trying to do Israel. The Rothschild tried to do Israel, 90 years ago, 100 years ago, by establishing that Jewish colony in Palestine.
Well, you know, what I was going to point out
about The Balfour Declaration, well, that came from Lord Balfour of England. But, oh, gee, that's right. We don't really have the right to give away a country. So, I tell you what, how about we start the League of Nations, and then we'll give it away.
Well, it's plain and simple. What I was going to point out on this, it's just to me, it's the irony is just so overwhelming. The comments, what's interesting today about the Internet is you get to read everybody's comments if they want to chime in on it, which to me is really, you get the flavor of the American people, kind of like the callers on C-SPAN. Did you happen to see C-SPAN yesterday morning?
No, sir, I'm not in
Didn't get a chance to, well, I very rarely do, but I just accidentally got a chance to, and they had this guy on there from the Los Angeles Times, and this caller gets through, he's an older white guy, and he just straight up asks him, he says, "Are you Jewish?" Well, Peter, running the show, he cut him off, Then this black lady calls in, and she goes over, a whole long list of issues and basically says at the end that there were no Arab hijackers. Most Arab hijackers are still alive somewhere else. And don't we really have to look at, who really the perpetrators are? And then she asks him, "Are you Jewish?" And that Peter cuts her off. It was hilarious. Anyway, the bottom line is, what is it that makes somebody Jewish? And here we are today, and we got a Jewish state called Israel that they're fixing to celebrate the 60th anniversary of in London, in England, that's where they took the Stone of Destiny and they just gave it back to Scotland, about 12 years ago.
They took it to Israel?
No, the Stone of Destiny, they had it in England, you see.
They ripped it off and... from the Scottish, they just gave it back. Yeah.
Well,
they're trying to maintain the line of David, and the English royalty.
Right. And the real issue is who populates the land? Who's the flock of sheep that's getting fleeced? Because that's who Israel is, and that's who they're using to torture the rest of the world.
We're Israel. I'm Israel. You're Israel.
We're getting fleeced for it, aren't we?
Well, how many billions go over to the State of Israel, which ain't the same thing as Israel people. They just ripped off our name. It's like the money changers Jesus ran out of the temple.
Exactly.
They're still with us. They just changed the name of the temple. They call it the Federal Reserve of the Bank of England now.
Right, and that's where they operate from, but it's the boldest chutzpah attempt at identity theft in the history of the world. It's just, they play it out for you just right out in the open. It's no big conspiracy. It's wide open.
Anyway. Yeah, that's why they don't want to call themselves Khazars anymore, so they just refer them to themselves as Ashkenazis.
Well, yeah, and you got this word, here in the history of Western civilization, all of a sudden we got a word pops up, anti-Semitic, and you got to stop being able to think as soon as somebody throws up the word anti-Semitic. And they're not even Semitic. Golly.
They're talking about apartheid. There was an American Jew that went over to Israel and fell in love with a Sephardic Jew.
Yeah.
And he said they couldn't even go into a restaurant together.
It's amazing.
Without being hassled by the police.
Anyway, I don't know. Do you have your internet there?
Yeah.
You got to check out that cartoon, How to Cook a Gentile.
Where is that?
It's News from the West Blogspot.
Okay. News from the West?
Yeah.
News from the West.com?
It's, News from the West.blogspot.com. Anyway, the interesting part about it is the comments at the bottom.
Because, all right. Hey, I'll look that up. And,
you know, the bottom line over here, Clay, is we got, 20, 30 million so-called Christian Zionists that are double-minded morons. And today on C-SPAN, the callers are calling in there talking about Obama and Hillary, you know, as if it's a stage play. You know, really what we have on planet Earth is the Jesus Party and the anti-Jesus Party. Those people act in good faith and want to lay all the facts on the table and do what's right and have justice, or those people who constantly want to change the subject to something else and avoid having justice and avoid looking at what's
right.
Anyway, that Elijah, he kind of put it on the table. Hopefully you'll get some other callers that'll chime in and tell about what happened for Elijah there at the Keyshawn. Have a good day, Clay.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. I went to that blog spot, and it's got a cartoon in the back that will surely be of interest. And the cartoon depicts a pair of Jews murdering and killing Gentiles in the best humor of a neo-Nazi charade. And they say it's one of the most vile cartoons that's out there. And this magazine was not bought at a Zionist meeting or AIPAC meeting. It's sold openly on the shelves of Barnes & Noble, but which, by the way, won't sell the Free American there. And, all right, let me pull this. Here's a PDF of the cartoon. We'll take a look at it. And we'll take a call. You want to hear something else? You want to talk to me? Call me at 800. Okay. Number here, 800-313-9443. And here we go with this is How to Cook a Gentile. Shalom and welcome to How to Cook a Gentile, the show that celebrates the ancient tradition of preparing and eating delicious yet affordable meals made from those unfortunate enough to have not been born into the tribe. And we got two guys here. I'm Zeb Birnbaum and Ira Silberkleit. If you're just joining, and this is from a Jewish site. If you're just joining us, we're working on three dishes today, beginning with this to die for firstborn cholent. With the firstborn, you've got potatoes, onion, barley, beans, paprika, herbs, and get this, a whole kishka. And they got a pot here showing hands coming out of it, skulls on the table. Now, this lets you cook nice and slow till it's nice and zidump. Smell that, Ara? That smell alone, I give 5 stars to David. Succulent, young, free-range goyim, properly seasoned and stewed. What's not to like? It's like Hanukkah in July. Now, remember, folks, don't throw anything away here. You can use the bones for stock to carve dreidels our other Talk Citizen and Kinder Eye. Very good point. Let's get your money's worth. Let's check to see if our Dice This Roast is ready. Very nice. Looks done to me. I have to say, it always gives me a great pleasure putting a German in the oven, if you follow me. And they've got a human body here with an apple stuffed in his mouth. I'm not even going to continue. This is sick. It's talking about cannibalism. It's talking about... eating Gentiles. Talking about cannibalism. Yeah, that's enough for me. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. My number, by the way, 888-678-1444. And I'll give you... and you call now at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right.
Back. It's just like any fat, it retracts before.
All right, we're back here. And again, my number, if you want to call in now, is 800-313-9443. I'll be, you can go to my website and know where to hear more, and I have more. Alice Stang says he just returned from a monster Ron Paul rally in Lake Jackson, Texas. The hall held about 1,000 people and was so full they had to close the doors. The crowd outside was almost as big, and Dr. Ron had to speak both inside and outside. He assured us that he is not quitting the national race. Of course, the enemy is trying to persuade you that he is, trying to discourage you, and we had evidence of that here the other day when Betty's friend told her, oh, yeah, Ron Paul's dropping out of the race. No, he isn't. If you discourage yourself, you're doing exactly what they want. Alan says, I was there, saw it, heard it all, and saw no sign of discouragement in the candidate or in a roaring and chanting celebrant. The enemy concocted this new preposterous assertion because Dr. No has sensibly adjusted his tactics to conform to the latest events. Yes, he's cut staff, and Super Tuesday behind us, the bigger staff is not necessary. Should he have wasted precious money and kept it on? Not only has he not quit the national race, but also that race is not at all decided. Traitor McCain does have a substantial lead, but he's nowhere near home, and conspiracy for the world government puppet Huck is still winning Kansas delegates. If the traitor cannot win enough delegates on the first ballot at the national convention, it becomes brokered, which means the delegates are free to do whatever they like. Anything could happen, and Dr. No will be there along with a small but carnivorous group. So it's important that Traitor Huck stay in the race. Yeah, we know he is there to scarf up whatever trash he can to install in his trailer. However, we need him to stay in the race. I recently heard there could be a leakage from the departed Romney to Dr. Paul at a recent CPAC convention. Romney and supporters were so furious when Mitt bowed out that they gave up their display people to the Paul people after his announcement. And there was also Dr. No's new book, The Revolution, which will be published April 30th and already an Amazon.com bestseller. The Prostitute National Press has also engendered confusion because Texas law allows Ron Paul to run for re-election to Congress while he runs for president. And that is what he's doing. The PNP. Does this mean he has abandoned the national race? In fact, the opposite is true. And hey, tune in tomorrow, or tune in the next hour if you want, on Truth Radio. I'll be doing the show there. And then I'll be on Blog Talk the hour after that. I'm Clay Douglas. 888-678-1444. Go to freeamerican.com if you want to help keep this race going.